You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump seems to be questioning rival Ted Cruz's religious bona fides. The GOP frontrunner made a strong pitch to evangelical voters at a rally in Iowa last night.
Just remember this. You got to remember, in all fairness, to the best of my knowledge, not too many evangelicals come out of Cuba. Okay? Just remember that. Okay? Just remember.
Trump didn't mention the Texas senator by name to the crowd in Council Bluffs. Cruz's father is an evangelical preacher who was raised Roman Catholic but became a born-again Christian in 1975, nearly 20 years after leaving Cuba. Floodwaters are threatening over 18 million Americans in more than a dozen states across the central and southern U.S. Some of the worst flooding is in Missouri, and there's more to come. The National Weather Service says Missouri will have major to historic flooding through the first part of next week. Authorities estimate nearly 50 weather-related deaths in the past week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4. Void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is hoping his childhood Bible will convert Iowa evangelicals to support his campaign.
This was given to me by my mother when I was very young. Going to Sunday school, and that's my mother's writing. It says, "To Donald Trump." This is Donald Trump's Bible. That's pretty cool, right?
The GOP frontrunner told the crowd at a rally in Iowa Tuesday the Bible his mother gave him is his favorite book, ahead of even his bestseller, The Art of the Deal.
We love The Art of the Deal, but the Bible is far, far, far superior, right? Yes.
A number of public opinion polls show Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz running very close in the Hawkeye State. The state holds its caucuses a little more than a month from now. The military says 10 ISIS leaders have been killed in U.S.-led airstrikes this month alone. In a video teleconference from Baghdad, Army Colonel Steve Warren said some of the ISIS leaders had links to the recent terror attacks on Paris. He stressed that ISIS is losing its leadership structure. Warren cited ongoing progress in the fight against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Electronics Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, 65% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this season. With tablets, smartphones, and laptops topping the holiday wish list, new devices powered by Intel's 6th-gen core processors, Intel's best processor ever, are bound to be among this year's favorites. Sixth-generation Intel Core-based systems are faster than ever, offering 2.5 times the performance, triple the battery life, and enhanced security, as well as 30 times better 3D.
Well, the hoverboard craze is a mystery to New York City's top cop.
Being quite frank with you, I think anybody buys one of those things is out of their mind in terms of the spontaneity of them catching on fire.
Police Commissioner Bill Bratton said yesterday the city council will draft an ordinance that says where and how the self-balancing electronic scooters can be used. His remarks at a press conference made it plain he wishes hoverboards would just go away. Bratton reminded reporters that New York is, quote, an extraordinarily crowded city. He said, we have a hard enough time walking down the street, let alone hovering down. New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says hoverboards are dangerous because they catch on fire.
If you want to expose your family to that, good luck to you, as well as the 2 to 3 hours it takes you to try to learn to ride the thing. Better put your helmets and your elbow pads on because you're going to be bang into a lot of things.
Bratton says New York City has to look into what to do about hoverboards.
It's going to require a lot of review. We live in an extraordinarily crowded city. You have enough time walking down the streets, let alone hovering down the streets.
Oh, speaking of hoverboards, a priest in the Philippines is suspended because he rode a hoverboard while celebrating Christmas Eve Mass. The Diocese of San Pablo found out about the unconventional worship service when parishioners posted video of the priest rolling up and down the nave to greet worshipers before the final blessing of the Mass. The fact that he sang a 1950s pop tune, May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You, also didn't sit well with leaders of the diocese. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
The weather for today in Hunterdon County. It is currently 42 degrees with a humidity at 96%. Visibility is at 1 1/4 mile. There is a chance of rain throughout the day and will get heavier mainly after 4 p.m. It's going to be cloudy with a high near 45 and the chance of precipitation is at 30%. Rain is likely this evening and otherwise, it will be cloudy and around 40, precipitation less than 1/10 of an inch, and chance of precipitation is 70%. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 47, and Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 29, and that would be New Year's Eve, so it will be partly cloudy, and New Year's Day, mostly sunny with a high near 54, and Friday, partly cloudy, Saturday, mostly Sunday, sunny, and Sunday, mostly sunny. All our days are in the low 40s. It is currently 12:09.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. And I am going to be talking about New Year's resolutions. Well, of course, you know, with New Year's just around the corner, I do hope that everyone had a wonderful, who celebrates Christmas, had a wonderful Christmas and a safe Christmas. And we all tend to celebrate New Year's, and along with New Year's comes those cranky New Year's resolutions. I'm calling them cranky because, oh, so many of us make those resolutions and we never stick to them. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about why actually making a resolution can be important to us and why we do it. But also I wanted to talk about ways that we can stay connected to that resolution and make it work for us. I know for myself, my tendency, being honest with you, is not to make a resolution because, I don't know, I don't generally follow through. I'm actually hoping this year that I can make some of those New Year's resolutions and that I can stick with it because it's something that I really would like to do. With that being said, I do want to talk about this thing called a cycle of change. And I have talked about it on my show in the past. But I do think that it is important, whereas, generally speaking, making a resolution is about making a change. We are resolving to change something in our lives, to be more organized, to be healthier, lose weight, not drink, quit smoking, change careers, be nicer to our spouses. You know, the list can really go on and on of all the things that we might want to do. And it really means making lifestyle changes. And I want to sort of underline that, lifestyle changes. So it's not just I'm going to resolve to put my bedroom slippers in the closet every morning. That's not really what a New Year's resolution is about. Not that you couldn't make that one if that is something that you would like to do. And oftentimes with New Year's coming up right around the corner, we have been thinking about or contemplating what might be our New Year's resolution. We talk about it, our coworkers, our family members. So do you have a New Year's resolution this year? What's your New Year's resolution? I don't know. I don't have one. My resolution is not to make one because I never follow through. Well, one of the things that we can do is we can use this cycle of change to actually help us follow through on our New Year's resolution. And I think there's things about it that are important. So this cycle starts with something called pre-contemplation. And pre-contemplation is, I'm kind of thinking about it. I know for myself, one of the things, my resolution is to be healthier. So I've been thinking about it, all the Christmas cookies and the Christmas eating. I'm thinking about it. No, I need to do it. Contemplating. That's what it is. I'm contemplating. And in some ways, pre-contemplation is even, I don't even think there's a problem yet. It kind of drifts in and out of my head, but I'm not really making those kinds of decisions. That's that pre-contemplation. But this next stage is the contemplation. New Year's is around the corner. And I said to my husband, January 4th, that's the day. Now you might say, well, why not January 1st? Well, for me, on the 2nd, I have several different social events. On the 3rd, I have another social event, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, social events. So I know that chances are making some healthy lifestyle changes in terms of eating may not necessarily be on the proverbial table for me. Not that I don't know that I can make healthy choices. I also know me well enough that cookies are a downfall. So the 4th, that's a Monday. It's a good time. Contemplation. I've picked a date. So with that being said, I'm actually going to go to a commercial break. And we'll come back, talk about the cycle of change and making resolutions and how to stick to them. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor, and I'm talking today about making resolutions, how to stick with resolutions that we make, and about the cycle of change. So as I was saying before the break, we have something called pre-contemplation. I may not even be thinking about making a change. We then move to contemplation, where I do think I want to make a change, and I'm contemplating the kind of change that I want to make, such as a lifestyle change, an eating change, living healthier, something that's going to affect my life for the positive, for the good. Well, the next step after that is preparation. And that means I need to do a little research, possibly making myself prepared, setting a date. Like I said, I've got a date set for me. I don't generally make resolutions because I do understand and myself find it hard to stick with them. However, this year I have a bit of a determination to make some of those lifestyle changes, and I want to go to the next stage after my preparation, which is to take action. What is it that I absolutely need to do to take action and take the action every day? That is important. Action is a daily step. It is something that I choose to do today. taking from the 12-step AA 12-step principles of one day at a time. Action is my decision every day. And there is some preparation. So if I'm making healthy lifestyle changes around eating and exercise, preparation is planning what I'm going to eat, packing a good lunch, making those choices ahead of time. If I am using an app that is helping me monitor my eating, to make sure that I use that. That's part of my action and my preparation. Exercise. What am I going to do today? Where am I planning going to the gym or getting that exercise in? And then take my action. So every morning I need to, or night, could maybe even be preparing for the next day. Basically, it is one day at a time to take my action steps. The thing that's curious about action steps and the brain is that it takes roughly 90 days to change a habit. It's something, again, I'm going to refer to AA, 12-step program of AA. They suggest making 90 meetings in 90 days when you start down your road to recovery. And they didn't realize it at the time, but we now know through studying brain and brain imagery that it takes roughly 90 days to actually begin to change a habit. So keep that in mind when you've made your resolution. 90 days, one day at a time. Check it off. Get a calendar. Mark it off today. Did I take my action steps today? One of the things that happens is we do that and we create new habits. We enter a new phase in the cycle of change called maintenance. Maintenance means that I'm maintaining the action step. I'm doing my preparation every day, taking my action, and I'm maintaining it one day at a time. Every day, doing the things that I said I'm going to do, and I'm sticking with it. Hopefully over time, 90 days, 100 days, 4 months, 5 months, I actually have created a good, strong, new habit that I move out of the cycle of change because I've actually changed my lifestyle. One of the things that I think is really important to note, that just because I've created a new habit doesn't mean the other habit disappears. It just begins to atrophy. Like anything, if we don't use it, we say we lose it, but those habits can linger, which is why we have another cycle, another aspect in the cycle of change, which is optional, but it is there, and it is called relapse. So I might be doing a really great job. I may even have reached 120 days of practicing my new lifestyle, maintaining my resolution from January. And then something happens and I stop. I relapse. I go back to an old behavior. Sometimes I can go back to that behavior once and get right back on to maintenance, which is more like a slip. Sometimes what happens, I slip, and then I slip, and then I slip, 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 and next thing you know, I'm in full-blown relapse. And I'm going to use that term relapse because it's about reconnecting with those old behaviors that we really didn't want in the first place. And the way to get out of relapse, well, you go right back to contemplation, preparation, action, working your way back to maintenance. And it is a cycle. The goal, ultimate goal, is to stay in maintenance, to create a new lifestyle that sticks, that becomes permanent. So that action step is a permanent change in your life. So one of the things that happens is, you know, we're turning over a new page, a new year, back to the drawing board, brand new calendar up on the wall. Everything in the past, done, gone, finished. So we're going to take those preparation steps to change habits. So one of the things that often happens with people is we tend to sabotage our habits, our changes, our resolutions. And that's one of the reasons that we can fail. It really is important to stay in the present moment as much as you can, so that making those changes becomes a priority for you in your life. It's important to make that decision, that pre-contemplation or that contemplation of what you want to change. And when you make a resolution, make it something that you really want rather than a should. A should is not, I should do this. When I don't do it, I then end up feeling bad about myself because I really should. I really should lose weight. I should quit smoking. I should quit drinking. I should. And that should doesn't work. The other thing, too, I suggest to people is the word will. I'm going to change my eating habits. I will do it. Those things are also in the future. They're in the future. The word am, I am, and not I am going to, that's also in the future. I am doing. I am is a really important statement, self-statement. I am changing a habit. I'm changing the way I am eating. I am changing the way I am thinking. It might be a resolution. I plan on being, okay, because I'm going to start January 1st, I'm going to be more positive. I am going to be more positive. So as of January 1st, I am positive. I'm thinking positive thoughts. I am building myself. I am doing it right now, building my self-esteem with positive thoughts, positive self-images. When I recognize I've got negative self-talk going on, I'm going to tell myself to stop, and I'm going to think positive things. That's what I am doing. I'm going to do it now. Do it in the present. It's the only way I can make a change is in the present moment. I can't make a change in the future. I can make a plan for a change in the future, but my change actually happens in the now. So plan for something that you're going to resolve to do starting January 1st, or as for myself, January 4th, that you are going to do in the present moment, that you know that you can do. Make those preparations. And limit yourself. We can resolve, oh my gosh, I can have so many resolutions. More organized, work on my self-esteem, change my thinking from negative to positive. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to be nice to the dog. I'm going to work harder at my job. We can make such a long list of resolutions that it sets us up for failure. So limit yourself. Maybe only one thing. Maybe two things. Three at the most, as long as they're manageable. And if it's a large thing, let's say you recognize that you want to quit smoking, believe me, that's a large thing to resolve to change in your life. You have to deal with the withdrawals from nicotine, gaining support, making decisions on how you're going to do that. Create new coping skills. It's not as easy as just putting down the cigarette. Or the same thing if you're using drugs or alcohol and you've made the decision, this is it, no more for me. You may need to consider going and getting a medical detox. You have to be careful. So you can't say I'm gonna quit alcohol and I'm going to this, I'm going to that, I'm going to the other. You really have to think, what is it that I can do and how can I do it effectively? So I'm going to take another short break, and I'm going to be back with Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host, and I am talking about making resolutions.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Oh, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's program. And I'm talking to you about New Year's resolutions and making changes in our lives. And that change is actually part of a cycle. There is a cycle of change where we have pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, where we make a decision, take action, and move to maintenance with the hopes of missing the last part of the cycle, which is relapse. And in the process of making some of these New Year's resolutions, resolving to change things in our life, making lifestyle change, it's important to stay away from the shoulds, and to find something that you think you can handle. Limit yourself to one or two things that you resolve to change. And be specific. The more specific that you are, the more effective the resolutions and the goals can be, the greater success that you have. So, if you want to say, I want to eat better, I want to eat healthy, that's not very specific. What does that mean exactly? So it is about, in some ways, getting down into the weeds and figuring it out. What does that mean? It means I'm going to eat breakfast, I'm going to eat lunch, I'm going to eat dinner, I'm going to have a couple of snacks. Okay, so let's be even more specific. What does that mean exactly? What do you mean about breakfast? You're going to go out and have a bagel smeared with cream cheese? Let's talk about it. Let's make a plan. Let's be specific. What are some things that you might want to eliminate from your diet? What are some things you might need to add? You need to go online and do a little research in terms of healthy eating. Why do I want snacks? Why do I want to eat maybe small 6 meals a day? It's important to know that. Maybe I'm going to even say to be that specific, I think I might even make an appointment to go speak with a nutritionist. Now, I don't know about all grocery stores, but I am fortunate to live in an area where our ShopRite grocery store has a nutritionist there we can make an appointment anytime and speak to the nutritionist and say, look, I've decided to make a resolution to eat healthier, and I would like your help and your support. Maybe even find a support group. Maybe going to join Weight Watchers, where I'm going to go to meetings two or three times a week for that additional support so that it can be effective. And to set my goals. Well, I need to set a goal that is reasonable. So I'm going to lose 10 pounds in a week is not reasonable. That's another aspect of it. Or I want to exercise more. Well, that's great. That's a nice resolution. It's how. How are you going to exercise more? When? What are you going to add? How are you going to make that part of your daily routine? Be specific. Very, very important. I'm going to go join the gym. I'm going to go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm going to be there at a specific time. I might even find someone who's going to help me be accountable and find myself a trainer. Or I'm going to use an app again. Maybe get a Fitbit. I'm going to do something that is going to encourage me, that's going to track my momentum, my progress. It's going to work one day at a time. Really important to keep that in mind, the one day at a time. Maybe I've decided that I want to save money. That's great. How are you going to do it? Let's be specific. Maybe I'm going to go to my boss and say, look, I'd like you to take some money out of my check and put that into whatever the savings program your company might have. Or if you have a direct deposit, you might say to your bank, I want this much deposited in a savings account and this much deposited in my checking account. Or if you just go to the bank yourself, you might want to say, one of the things that I'm going to make sure that I do, first thing is I'm going to open up a savings account when I go to deposit my check. This much is going into savings, this much is going into my checking account. And I might even want to make a plan. Again, look at my spending. How much am I spending? How much am I spending on cigarettes? Maybe I'm going to cut that out and save that money. Or going and getting coffee at Wawa, maybe I'm going to stop that and save that money. Again, those are plans. And so making a plan is really important. Well, what is it about a plan that's so important? A plan actually is about breaking things down into a series of smaller steps. That's where the present I am comes into play. Now I'm going to lose 10 pounds. I'm going to have a healthy breakfast of this and this. I'm going to have a snack. I'm going to have an apple every day. I'm going to eliminate the cappuccinos from Starbucks. I'm going to make a list, be specific. That's my plan of action. I'm going to go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5:30. I'm going to work with a trainer. I'm going to spend an hour there. Even at the gym, I'm going to work with a trainer that's going to talk to me about what kind of exercises that are going to be on my schedule plan of exercising. I might even want to set up short-range achievement awards. So for every 5 pounds that I lose, I'm going to get my nails done. I'm not going to go and use it as buying food. Every 5 pounds I lose, I'm going to buy myself something on iTunes. I'm going to download, or I'm taking myself to the movies, or I'm going to have some friends over, so that I have rewards, short-term rewards to reach my long-term goal. These things can help with maintaining, sending those maintenance things. And again, having people that you can be accountable to is really important. It's so easy to just say, oh yeah, you know, yeah, I've lost 3 pounds, when you know you haven't. We can lie to ourselves. We do it all the time. It never really works. So, not only does your plan have to be specific, you need to add rewards and accountability. Another thing that's absolutely important is to write down your goal and visualize it. What is my life going to look like with this change? Is this what I want my life to look like with this change? When I make these changes, I'm going to feel better. I'm going to look better. My self-esteem is going to be better. By looking at my negative self-talk and making changes in it today, my self-esteem is going to get better. One of the things that I do with couples that I work with, and it's called Imago Therapy, which is a specific type of couples counseling. I incorporate that into what I do with couples that I work with, it's called a relationship vision. And this vision is where they each write down what their optimum vision of a relationship looks like. What is that perfect relationship? And I don't like to use the word perfect, but I'm going to use it. What does that perfect relationship look like? My vision, my ideal. I know I've had a show where I talked about ideal. What is my ideal? What's my ideal weight? What is the ideal relationship? What's the ideal financial situation? What is my ideal? Let me write that down. So I have an idea. It's like going to the architect. I want to build a house. I want this many rooms, this many bathrooms. I want it 2 floors. I'd like you to draw it for me. Not only do I want you to draw the floor plan, I would like an architectural rendering. That means they draw an actual picture of what the building is going to look like, not just the floor plan of where the bathroom is related to the kitchen, but what it looks like as if I'm looking at a photograph. I can visualize it. I can see it. One of the things that I'm going to be doing this year is I'm going to be getting my vegetable garden up and going. I didn't really have much of one last year, but my plan is to have one this year. And so preparation, I've cut down some trees. I've outlined the spot. I've actually roped it off. And I am in preparation. I'm no longer contemplating. I'm even thinking about what I'm going to plant where, the kind of soil I'm going to put in the garden. It's going to be a good old-fashioned raised garden bed. It's not going to be something where I'm digging into the shale. And so there's that. Where am I going to get my topsoil? All of these things. And how do I want? And so I'm trying to explain to my husband. He's like, well, I don't see it. So, you know, I took a photograph of the area. And I printed it, and then I drew on top of it where I want the fence, how I want it to look. And he says, yeah, I see that now. Visualize. So visualizing, writing down your goal and visualizing it is really helpful. It's like, I really want to lose weight. Well, you know what? Maybe you're going to take a picture out of a magazine and put your face on that picture so that you could say, oh, you know, come summer, I want to be looking like this so that I can feel better about myself, be healthier. I want to be healthier, making choices for healthier lifestyle. I'm going to put pictures of bicycles and hiking and things like that around. So these are my goals. This is what I plan on doing. This is my goal This is part of my resolution. Well, I'm going to take another little break. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, a licensed professional counselor and your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back talking a little bit more about making those New Year's resolutions and why it's important to make those lifestyle changes.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show, and I'm talking about resolutions for the new year, why we make them, and how to stick with them. And they are important to make because we all recognize in ourselves, or I would think we do, I know I do, that there's always areas for improvement. It could be something as minor as being a little bit more organized. Well, that means I have a plan. My goal is to be more organized. That means I need to do something like, you know what? My plan is every day when I get my mail, I'm going to go through it, throw out the junk mail, I'm going to deal with it right away. I'm going to have a place to file things, and that's what I'm going to do every day. Part of my routine. I will find that after a while, because I can visualize my desk all nice and organized. Can't you visualize yours that way? If you can't, maybe you need to take a picture of one. See, oh, that's what it looks like. Maybe I need to take a class on organizing. That's part of my goal. It's part of my resolution. What does it mean to have an organized closet? I don't know. What do they even look like? I might not even know. So, you know, the internet is a great place to do some Google work and look at some pictures of an organized desk, an organized closet. I'm going to Google filing. It's funny. I don't know if I shared this on this program. Stepson Chris, he has a lovely girlfriend, and first time I met them, they were so cute. Their quest something would come up, and they'd go, ah, to the internet. So, you know, we kind of took that on. And my husband and I, when we're not sure of something, that's sort of what we're saying. It's just really such a great resource for that. At the same time, you might actually be saying, well, one of my New Year's resolutions is to not be on Facebook so much, not play video games so much, to interact more with my family. What does that look like? How are we going to plan that? How are we going to schedule time? Let me visualize what that's going to look like. You know what? Wednesdays is family night. TV is off. Computers, iPads, cell phones. We're going to sit and we're going to talk. We're going to play games. We're going to have family time. That is going to be something that's going, that's New Year's resolution. What a fine resolution. How are we going to do that? Every week. We're going to plan it. It's in our schedule. That's what we do Wednesday nights. We have family night. TV, news, you can get that anytime. And if some crisis happens, believe me, there's so many ways that we will know. We don't have to have it on all the time. So one of the things is, as I had said early, is having someone to be accountable towards. Making a commitment really can add to the motivation. Because not only, you know, we can disappoint ourselves and, I'm really disappointed in myself, and we are used to living with that. But disappointing someone else. Having one or two people in our lives that we can be accountable to, who can be our cheerleaders or even coaches. And we can share our goal with them and our vision and let them know how we're doing. And, you know, like I said, relapse is on that cycle of change. If you slip, forgive yourself. If you fall off the wagon, jump back on. Spending time beating yourself up and saying, oh, well, you know what? I had that donut. I guess, you know, it's all shot. Now I'm just going to, you know, eat whatever I want. And I find not only the 5 pounds that I lost come back, but now it's 10 pounds and, you know, let me just stop with that. Let me stop. I can stop at any time. We don't have to give up and wait till next year to make the same resolution. A New Year's resolution doesn't have to wait for New Year's. Every day is the beginning of a new year. Isn't that interesting? Every day is the beginning of a new year. February 1st. To February 1st is a new year. July 30th to July 30th is a new year. So I don't have to wait to January 1st to make my resolution. I can actually do it at any time. And if I fall off the wagon, if I slip up, if I mess up, I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm going to go back to my plan. Look at my goals. Look at my visions. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to get back into it. I'm going to visualize it, and I'm going to talk to my people that are supporting me and cheering me on. And like I said, after a while, 90 days, 120 days, I will find that I've actually created a new habit. So I can work at being healthy. And I am working at being healthy. I am making those changes in my lifestyle today that are going to improve my life, my world, better organization, better communication, building my self-esteem, eating healthy, exercising. You know, I'm going to resolve to write a book. And how am I going to do that? I can have a book that's 365 pages at the end of the year if I just write one page a day. That's a novel idea. So I'm getting closer to the end of my show for today. And I know last week I did end with talking about being responsible. And Christmas Eve and Christmas Day tend to be big party days for a lot of families. But New Year's Eve and New Year's Day are the biggest out of this holiday week. And it's so important, so important to take care of yourself. I am not a big fan of friends don't like friends. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. However, it is better than everybody being drunk and driving. What's even better yet is do not overdrink. It takes 60 minutes for your liver to process 1 ounce of alcohol, meaning a shot, a beer, or a glass of wine. Not a shot and a beer and a glass of wine. One. Takes an hour. If I have 2 drinks in that hour, it takes an hour and a half. So now, the alcohol level, you see how that works? Alcohol level in my bloodstream goes up. If I've had 3 drinks, it doesn't take 3 hours. Okay, well, my liver just can't handle it. So it's really important, drinking and drugging. There's a program on HBO about heroin. If you have HBO or Netflix, you can probably Google it. It was on the 28th. Excellent program. We are in an epidemic, a drug epidemic. If you are actively using heroin, cocaine, alcohol, pot, prescription drugs, and you have a resolution to quit, go to a hospital. Get a medical detox. Do not do it on your own. Be safe. Have a good day. Have a good evening. Enjoy your friends. Make those resolutions that are doable in a way that you can keep them one day at a time. So I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, Counselor's Chat. I have a small practice here in Flemington. I have been in practice 16 and a half years. It's hard to believe that I've been in business for myself that long. I love being a counselor and working with the people that I work with. I've been in the field of counseling now for over 30 years. The first half of my career was working with people in recovery from drug and alcohol addiction, so I have a very strong background within that. I have a master's degree in counseling, specializing in drug and alcohol counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor, and my license to practice counseling is here in New Jersey, which means I'm basically limited to residents of New Jersey to do counseling. If you are interested in finding out more about what I do as a therapist, you can go online, and I am www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Alta, A-L-T-A, Roll, R-O-L-L, Alta Roll Counselor, O-R.net. Or .com. You can follow me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page for Counselor's Chat and also Ruth Altamira Roll, MANCCLPC. That's MANCCLPC. That's my master's, my national certification, and my license. So I'd love to have you follow me. Counselor's Chat is probably just as easy to remember to follow me there. If you have any questions, you can call me, 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you have any comments about the show, you can please, I'd love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions about upcoming programs. I would love to hear about that. Or if you would like to make an appointment, I don't keep a waiting list. You can, again, contact me, 908-581-2277. You can also find me on Psychology Today. I've got a listing there, TheraVive, Good Therapy. Those are all different ways of finding me online. Of course, my webpage, www.altarolecounselor.com or